I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. We are so excited that you have joined us this morning. I think you will be glad you did. We have an awesome guest in the studio with us, Dr. Mary Ann Hoyle. Hello, Dr. Mary Ann.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
So excited to have you here. I love learning. And so I know that me and everybody listening is going to learn so much from you today. As most of you know, if you've been tuning into our show on Sunday mornings, we like to dive into that weekly winning word. Every Sunday afternoon, we send out a weekly winning resource to all of our members. And so if you're a member, you get that in your inbox. And we have a weekly winning word that we kind of focus on to help us stay motivated and on track for success during the week. And so this week, it is benefit.
Benefit.
The benefit. And so, you know, you think about that word, and we have to, when it comes to achieving our goals and dreams, a lot of times we do have to sit down and kind of analyze what are the things that we're doing that truly are benefiting us.
Yes.
What are the things that we are doing that are not benefiting us that we need to change or adjust or sometimes just let go altogether? And so that's kind of the direction that I'm going with the word this week. And so I thought, Dr. Marion, you would be so awesome because being in holistic health,
yes,
that's a big word this day and age. And I really just wanted to share with everyone what it is exactly and all of the benefits of it. And you have about six that you think are the top six benefits that we're going to discuss on the show today.
Yes, I do. At least six.
I'm sure there are more, but that at least six we're going to talk about. But before we dive into that, you have such a unique story, a success story. We love sharing success stories. A couple of things, how you became a chiropractor, your decision on that. And it also was a little later in life than traditional.
Yes,
so that
it was.
Should motivate some of you guys if you're thinking about going back to school or changing careers. So tell us about Dr. Mary Ann.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Well, my story is how I came about holistic, healthy healing is I have a son who is 32 years old today. His name is Tyler. And he was born with a lot of health problems. And a couple of the biggest one was by the time he was 2 years old, he was actually diagnosed with failure to thrive. So, yeah, it was a tough thing. You know, he was two and he weighed about 18 pounds. So, you know, that's not a good enough answer for us mamas. So I started looking for different things. I'd always been interested in holistic health and holistic healing methods. But that time, I thought it was way out of my realm. You know, I didn't think that doing those kinds of things were going to benefit Tyler. But after he was diagnosed with failure to thrive, I started looking for different things. And I met a lady in Indianapolis. Her name is Dr. Sue Mortar. And she was the first doctor who the little things that Tyler was doing that I knew that no one could explain to me. As a mom, I already knew. I already had one child. And she was the first person who explained that his whole system was kind of discombobulated. Things were not working. And she practiced different methods to help me get Tyler where he was what I call balanced, where his nervous system was functioning more in healing mode instead of fight or flight. So to make a long story short, Tyler got a whole lot better. And one day I worked at Kroger. I'm really proud. I actually have a pension from them. Yeah. Worked there for 17 years. But one day I came home and said, honey, I know what I want to do when I grow up. So I went back to school with total support of my husband and family and got my license and came back to Peoria and started practicing things that I'd learned along the way that help people heal that are not traditional.
And so that's kind of how you would describe holistic health as non-traditional? Or what is, so, you know, holistic health, I think so many people have a wide range of what that
yeah.
is. How would you describe
it? Well, first of all, there are so many different techniques and things that are listed under holistic health. But holistic health is about the body's ability to heal and you encouraging the whole body to heal together, working on body, mind, and spirit. And those things, because we work, I mean, they're all integrated and they all work together, there's got to be a balance between those things. So that's holistic, is working on the body as a whole instead of chasing symptoms and diseases and stopping them or cutting them out or those things, encouraging our body to heal itself.
I love that description. And I always think, too, of holistic as your body is designed to heal itself.
Absolutely.
Right?
I've seen it many, 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 many times.
It just needs the environment. So when you talk about that balance, something can be totally out of whack and you just don't, your body isn't in an environment where it can heal.
Exactly.
So I think about an environment. I don't know what makes me think about that when I think of holistic healing.
Well, because it's a lot about your nutrition, stresses, things that happen to you emotionally, physically. All of those things contribute to your whole health.
Yeah. Overall whole health.
Yes.
And it typically holistic health does not include traditional medications and things like that.
Exactly. Not that someone like me is against that or think that there is no use to that. That's totally incorrect. I think holistic medicine and traditional Western medicine, which is medications and surgery mostly, can work together. There are a lot of things, you know, I have seen several patients in my 20 years of practice that have gone to many, many doctors and come to me and find out that basically all they need is a little bit of hydrochloric acid to help them break down protein and a lot of things go away.
Oh, my gosh. How do you determine that, though? I mean, like, how did you decide or know that he needed
hydrochloric acid?
Hydrochloric
because acid. Of the symptoms they were talking about. And instead of taking a proton inhibitor, stopping the production of hydrochloric acid, I just give you a little bit of hydrochloric acid that your body makes so that it helps supports it. And hopefully someday your hydrochloric acid yourself will get stronger and you won't actually need it with every meal.
Yeah. And that's just a part of the holistic healing is finding the source.
Right.
The root cause, not what I'd like to call putting a Band-Aid
exactly.
over something to treat the symptom.
And support that root cause so that the body, because really we're not healing that either. We're getting the body to heal itself.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Dr. Mary Ann Hoyle. And I almost said Tyler. Sorry,
that's my
your
son.
Son's name. Not Dr. Marianne Tyler, Dr. Marianne Hoyle.
Yes.
So if I actually said that in the beginning, my apologies. Her son is Tyler, and you were sharing your story about him when he was young with his failure to thrive. That's an amazing motivation for you to go back, get
yes.
a new degree, become a chiropractor, and start helping people because you saw the actual benefit of it firsthand. It's just amazing how that works. So I know that we could probably talk for days and days about the benefits of holistic
yes.
health, but what are some of your favorite benefits that you've seen starting with your list of six? Just let's talk about a couple of those here
okay.
in this segment.
One of the biggest things is, you know, we're all living, but are we living sick or are we living healthy? What is our quality of life? Holistic medicine improves the quality of your life. And examples would be, you know, I have seen people who have come to my practice and, you know, like I said, the digestive issues, they've been struggling for 10 years and helping them find things to food supplements or herbs that don't have side effects and things like that, helping them to change their digestive system literally changes their life because they can do things and all those kinds of things. So,
well, one of the things that we've learned most recently, and maybe you can speak to this, and because I'm sure listeners, you've heard of this at some point here recently, I know I have, is our immunity is in our gut.
Right.
And so if that's the case and our gut's out of whack, there's this new term called leaky gut.
Yes.
And I just think that that's causing a lot of people problems. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, actually, I see a lot of that. I work with a lot of that. It depends. Our gut is our second brain, which is incredible when I think about that. And 22 feet, five organs is our digestive system. So when you think about how elaborate it is and all the different things that it can do and how much it determines our immune system and other systems in our body, our skin, our heart, all of those things, our gut is really, really important. Really, really, really important, and the health of it.
Is that one of the first things that you'd start tend to look for when you start thinking about holistic health? Or
it depends on the person when they come in. The other thing I've learned is we all get sick. It feels like the same kind of way, but we all heal differently. So for some people, do you know what I mean? It might be a bigger priority that we get their pain level down to a place to where they can even focus on eating correctly or taking supplements or things like that. So it's a process.
Sure, because you're right. If somebody's in terrible pain,
we got to start there.
It's going to be very hard for them to focus on eating healthy or even doing any kind of therapy or exercise.
Anything to take care of themselves. It's always the hardest to take care of yourself when you don't feel well. And that's when you need
it the most. Oh, so true.
Yes.
So depending on their pain, you can start with the gut or you can start with the pain management.
Yeah, well, and pain is another benefit. Holistic medicine is really, really good at reducing pain. You know, I see that every single day. That's why a lot of people, that's usually what starts them to come and see me, is because of pain.
So what kind of holistic medicine can you provide for pain? Like, can you give some examples of?
Yes. I have a patient right now that I'm working with who has had a couple of back surgeries and disc challenges, and come to find out she has a lot of discomfort at night when she sleeps and a lot of pain. And we found that her magnesium levels were really, really low, which is a natural muscle relaxer and helps the body, the fluids flow and the muscles work better. Decreased her pain from a level of 7 to about a 3.
Just more magnesium.
Just magnesium. Magnesium that she could absorb. She'd been taking it, but she was taking a Walmart brand. And, you know, I don't know all the supplements and things out there, but that wasn't working for her. I found her a very absorbable magnesium and a raw food magnesium. She absorbed it, and now she's in love with it. It has helped that much.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, to the point to where she doesn't even think she should do surgery. I encouraged her to do that because she does need surgery.
But she needs some things taken care of.
Yeah, she needs some things taken care of, but it reduced pain that much.
That's huge.
Yes.
Now, did you do blood work to realize that she was low on magnesium?
I do blood work for people, but that for me is something that I see all the time. That situation, that the pain pattern's the same, the description's the same, and it's not going to hurt to try magnesium without even doing a blood test. And just because you did a blood test and your magnesium in your body was good doesn't mean it's getting inside the cell where it needs to go. So those aren't always very accurate.
Wow. So we got through the first one there, quality of life.
And the ability to decrease pain.
And the ability to decrease pain. Yes, we did touch base on that. So, and doing it naturally with natural medications or supplements like magnesium.
Like magnesium.
That's so crazy. I had no idea. See, I told you guys we were going to learn. I didn't know magnesium had anything to do with pain. And I would consider myself not as smart as you, Dr. Marianne, by no means. But I'm the up and up when it comes to nutrition and, wellness.
I
would have never have thought about magnesium.
That's why I don't always, you know, nutrition. There are a lot of people out there who are really, really good at nutrition. And so was the lady that I was working with. Actually, she ate healthy. She did all those things. But she was lacking something big time. So we used magnesium therapeutically.
Wow. Cool to know. All right. Yes. We got about a minute and a half here to maybe start on the second.
Okay. I'll pick an easy one.
Okay.
It's less invasive. You know, we don't do surgery. We don't do those kinds of things. And there are little or no side effects.
Right. Most natural supplements have zero side effects unless you overdose on them or
it
would be very difficult.
It would be very difficult. The one that you have to be really careful with is herbs, because herbs come, actually medication is made from herbs. So in the, you know, a lot of old medications and things like that. So you do have to be careful with herbs. You want to definitely, but whole food.
What do you mean herbs? Give an example.
Herbs like chaste tree, things that are not actually like food plants that you would normally eat.
Okay. All right. So like
someone
when you
like
see
an herbalist.
That has
so
like
I'm
a
an herbalist.
Herbal blend.
Yes. So like an herbalist would use.
Okay. So you got to be careful. Herbal blends, you can get too much of that kind of stuff if you're not careful.
Yes.
Is it hard to get too much of that, or is it?
Yes, I think herbs, you have to be very careful.
Okay.
I think you can do, it's like medication, especially the liquid ones. They work very quickly.
So you have to be very careful on that.
Yeah. Know what you're doing.
Know what you're doing. Come see Dr. Marianne.
Yes. Know what you're doing when you're taking herbs. When you're taking food supplements, because they're mostly from raw food or food, that's not, you know, you don't create as much harm from that. But if you're treating herbs, which they used medications, used, you know, they like medications, you have to be very careful.
Absolutely. Okay, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're in the studio with Dr. Marianne Hoyle. And we're just talking about our weekly winning word, benefit. I love that word. You know, everything we do has either a benefit for us or it doesn't. And it's so important if we're going to achieve our goals and dreams that we determine the things that we're doing that gives us a benefit and the things that we're doing that doesn't, but we can reduce or even sometimes completely remove from our lifestyle. And so I've just been enjoying this conversation with Dr. Marianne about the benefits of holistic, healthy healing and why it's so important that we take care of ourselves from a holistic standpoint, if at all possible.
Yes.
But she is an amazing business resource of I've Decided. And so we're so grateful, Dr. Marianne, to have you on board.
Oh, thank you.
And want to give a shout out to all of our business resources, actually. We have about 60 of them, which is really cool. And if you're a community member of I've Decided, we want to connect you with these resources to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. So if you haven't visited our website lately, check it out, ivedecided.org. You can click on resources, see a list of everybody who's a part of our organization that can help you on your walk to success. And if you have not joined our community yet, here is your invite. We want to encourage you, please, today, join our community. You will be so glad that you did, because we will go alongside of you and help you achieve your goals and dreams and make sure you are successful in 2020 and that you achieve what you want to achieve. So we're talking about some of the benefits, Dr. Marianne, of holistic healing.
Yes.
And I know while we were on break, you've had some amazing success stories, especially in helping women who are having fertility problems. And I love this story because you're talking about the cost effectiveness of
holistic medicine. you know, because a thing that happened that to me is, for me, is my niece actually was having challenges and with getting pregnant, and she was looking into IVF and things like that, and that was $50,000. Yeah, a lot of money. And she knows that we don't live close to each other, and she knows that I had been doing that kind of work. So we worked from afar through phone consultation and gave her some nutrients, changed her diet, updated, helped her detox some so her body was able to heal faster. And lo and behold, in 6 months, she was pregnant.
Wow.
And it only cost about $5,000.
So talk about money savings.
Yeah, that's a big money saving.
And not to have all the side effects that
exactly.
come along.
Exactly. And she had a healthy pregnancy, which sometimes that doesn't always happen. Healthy pregnancy, you know, that is the goal, and healthy baby. And the thing is that she was diagnosed with something that they didn't think she could fix. She didn't need, you know, she wasn't probably going to get pregnant unless she took a whole bunch of medications and did IVF.
And then she just kind of followed your system, got
improved her diet, took a few herbs to help her balance her hormones, got her head straight about what she really wanted, a baby, did a bunch of healthy things, and it worked.
What?
And it has worked 14 times since then.
Oh, wow. Not with her. She hasn't had 14.
No.
Just
no.
14 other women.
Exactly. 14 other couples. Yes.
Right. Got it.
Since then.
I think I kind of hopped over this. You mentioned that you are an herbalist.
Well,
let's just kind of go back to that in case some of the listeners caught that, because we didn't talk much about that, but you just said it again, that you put together some specialized herbs for her.
Specific for her,
yeah.
Yes.
So
what is that? So herbs are plants that we have used for many, many years as medications or to help people heal. In fact, a lot of medications, like digitalis, which is a heart medicine, is from an herb called foxglove, a plant. So I have learned, an herbalist is someone that, and herbs, like we talked about, you have to be careful with, because they are very, very powerful. And you can make a lot of changes. You can help the body, support the body with herbs to help support the organs, for example, with fertility, to help support the ovaries and the uterus and the pituitary gland to be the best that it can be. So I make different blends specific to that person's condition, and we use it as, quote, medication. Pay attention for months to accomplish what we want to accomplish. A lot of people go off of it. I have some people, particularly postmenopausal women, who stay on a low dose of it for a very long time without symptoms.
Because it's just helping with their hormones.
Actually, what it's doing is most of us still have our pituitary gland, our ovaries, and our adrenals, and it just supports those organs to make the hormones that they're designed to make.
So do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And so as an herbalist, you are catering. It's almost like a compound pharmacist. But for
kind
herbs.
Of, yes. Exactly, it is, yes.
You're actually creating a designed plan for each individual.
Exactly.
Again, is it coming back to just their symptoms or blood test too? I remember one time you spoke at Curves. And you had this whole list of things that you can see in someone, like every possible vitamin and... What was that exactly?
I use a test called, it's a foundational test. It's testing, it's investigational, and it's blood testing to help determine what systems in your body are weak and what we need to strengthen. And I use either whole food supplements or herbs to correct the blood values, to change your body system so that your blood becomes normal. And that can happen anywhere. You know, I had one patient come in. I had her blood test done. We did them, went over them, and she was critical with platelets, which means she could have bled to death if she was in a car accident. She had no idea. All she knew is she didn't feel good. And I wanted to take her to the emergency room. They were that low. Long story short, she did the plan. 2 weeks, we rechecked. She was almost normal.
Wow. What would have caused her to be so low?
Probably a combination of things. Stress, poor food. Her body was yelling for help.
Yes, I guess so. Stress, it's amazing what stress can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To a body. I think in this day and age, everyone is so busy running around crazy, living with a certain amount of stress, and don't even know that they're stressed.
Right. And that's where I think even positive stress can cause havoc on our body, positive or negative. It depends on how we keep it balanced.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So I think we've covered three or four: improve quality of life, reduce pain, the cost of it. It's a lot less expensive.
Yes.
And did we hit number four yet, or we got to start there when we come
back? Least invasive side effects. We got that one.
Okay.
And we have two more to go.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that in here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Dr. Marianne Hoyle. Her and I are discussing our weekly winning word, benefit. The definition is actually an advantage or profit gained from something. And Dr. Marianne, you've been giving us all the benefits. You have about your top six.
Yes.
We've talked about four, I think, so far. Got a couple more to go. And that advantage or profit gained from holistic health.
Yes.
And it's just amazing to me. There's so many things that we can do with our whole health and helping our bodies heal. And I think more people, I shouldn't say, I think more today, more people are getting on the bandwagon. I think they're learning and taking control of their health. Do you feel like that's happening?
Absolutely. So I've been practicing for 20 years. And I can remember 20 years ago just encouraging people to drink water, and that was a big deal. And now lots and lots of people drink water. Not as maybe as many as we all, you know, whatever, but you go to a picnic, at least you have a choice of water than the cooler that people have brought and things like that. So it's improving, and not improving, but I mean, it is, people are aware of it and knowing how much they can help themselves, for
yeah.
sure.
That's funny you brought that up, the whole water thing. It is so true.
It is true.
You know, when I was little, you go to a picnic, you know, you got sweet tea.
Yep. Yes.
That was your option, sweet tea.
That's
you didn't
what
have
you
an
had.
Option for unsweet tea. I'm from Alabama. Everybody drinks sweet tea.
Yep.
No but water, is, just sweet tea.
But it's changing for
it
sure.
It is definitely changing. I think we're learning and taking control over that. So what are the last couple that
well,
you
one of the big ones is holistic healthy healing can prevent or stop diseases early. I have caught several different diseases in early stages and early things that could have been a big problem. So sometimes just doing those things, you know what I mean, or teaching people relaxation and how to breathe can stop, I believe, heart attacks for people. In fact, it's shown to four-step breathing decreases blood pressure, which therefore decreases heart attacks. Four-step breathing, teaching people how to breathe to stress is a holistic technique.
What did you call that? What kind of breathing?
I call the breathing technique that I use is called four-step breathing.
Four-step breathing. Okay.
So it's a form of breathing that actually helps your autonomic nervous system, your brain, switch from fight or flight to actually healing, relaxing, repairing, all of those things.
Wow.
Yes.
I just read, you speak of, this might be a little sidebar here, but I was just listening or read something that they're actually saying now, instead of going straight with heart disease, that the doctors are actually, instead of going straight to the open heart surgeries like they used to, they're actually prescribing diet and exercise first.
Yes, how exciting.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Because it's making that much of an impact.
Yes, it is. It makes that big of a difference.
I see it happen at the ladies at Curves within 30 days.
Yep.
And I know you work with a lot of the ladies at Curves. You go to Curves and you work with a lot of the ladies there at Curves, and the results are just amazing when they really, truly, they come to you to get their nutritional guidance, their supplements, they work out, get stronger. It's just really cool.
I think the benefit, the benefit is too, is when people understand how their body works, it takes a lot of fear out of the way. they, you know, sometimes people I've seen have so many stomach issues, they literally think they have stomach cancer. And a lot of it, they don't understand how the digestive system works. So when I just help them understand how it works, it's like, oh, that's why my body's doing that. Yes. And you can help it by doing this. Then it's not so fearful that they're doomed and gloomed and they're going to die and they're never going to fix it.
I do have a question, speaking of cancer, and this is kind of personal because, you know, I have a sister that's being treated right now. Traditional medicine for cancer, which, you know, sometimes it's required. You got to have the traditional medicine. Would you recommend, would you treat her too alongside of the traditional medication? Would you help her with herbal blends? Do you do that, or do you say, how does that work?
Yes, I do that with her. Working with her oncologist so that working together on a plan, and the patient has to be really involved. They have to tell their oncologist or those people that they want to do a plan like that. And I can help educate them on what things help them and what things don't. So, sure.
And are you available to do this by phone or by like some type of...
I can either buy it by phone, as far as helping you nutritionally and even some coaching on emotional things that you can do. And in the office, I use a technique called bioenergetic medicine, which actually works with healing your mind, body, spirit.
Oh, wow.
And emotions. So, yes.
We should talk about that. That's really cool to know. I'd love for you to talk. On a personal note, to my sister, but I'm sure some of you guys are listening. You might be in the same situation as me. You may be healthy yourself, but someone you love and know is struggling. And just knowing that there could be some answers outside of, let's say, alongside the traditional measures, whether maybe they're not working as good as you would really hope that they would. And so having a little more push would be... grateful.
And a lot of times you just don't know. So that's why I offer people, new patients, new clients, if you'd like to come talk to me, whether you want to do it by phone or you want to do it in my office, for $40, I will talk to you for 20 minutes or so and help you understand some things and see if we're a good fit, if you're even interested in me helping you.
Learning more.
Yes.
That's awesome. And so can they just call you?
Yes, they just call my office. The number is 309-404-5002 here in Peoria on Dries Lane, right down the street from Landmark.
Awesome. If you're driving and you couldn't write that phone number down, it's easy to remember our website, ivedecided.org. Yes. ivedecided.org. And if you click on resources, you can find Dr. Marianne listed there as well. You can find her on social media, on Facebook, Dr. Marianne Hoyle. I just, you know, would really encourage you, if you're struggling with some health issues and you don't have the answers you're looking for, we want you to be well. You can't be successful if you're not well.
Now, health is wealth. That's
health
what they say.
Health is wealth, for sure.
Definitely.
All right. We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
So any final thoughts you want to give everybody?
I think the best thing about holistic, healthy healing is that it improves your frame of mind and how much happy you are. Just because you feel better, it's just, I see people change just in happiness. So everybody, let's be happy.
Let's be happy. I'll leave you with this quote. You will need an evidence to show the world that you didn't waste your time here on Earth. Generations to come should benefit from the products of your time converted. Isn't that so cool?
That is. I think
you're doing just that. Awesome. Thanks for being here, Dr. Marianne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll
thank
be back
you, everyone.
Next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?